In this week's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First dives into the community conversation regarding the tax incentives granted to Uniland for its mixed-use development at Delaware and Chippewa. First, he offers some thoughts on the recent call from Senator Charles Schumer to improve the crossing times for vehicles heading into the United States over the Peace Bridge.
And it really is, it's hurting our economy. This isn't, it's a very localized issue, but it's a federal issue in terms of the Customs and Border Protection Agency not staffing the borders the way they should be. We're seeing backups here. Then you go down to San Diego, and the gateway between U.S. and Mexico is fully staffed. Tell me the logic of that. There's 11 states that border Canada, and for whatever reason, the federal government's kowtow to the southern states, and they give the second, in my opinion, they give the U.S.-Canadian borders secondary status, and that's wrong.
We could probably do a whole show and then on to and why then, that's the case, but we'll put that off for another
politics.
Time. Well, most certainly is, but what is at the base of the politics?
Well, you know what? Here's the gauntlet to Chuck Schumer, to Kirsten Gillibrand, to Brian Higgins. Use your clout in Washington to change this. You know, pressure the Customs and Border Protection Agency to properly staff those borders. It hurts our, if it's hurting our economy, pressure them. Use some of your chips that you've amassed and get them to properly staff those inspection booths so that they're open all the time when they should be open. It doesn't do you any good to have all the booths open at 3 o'clock in the morning as opposed to having them open it when they should be open, fully staffed, at 5 o'clock, 2 hours before face-off.
Well, I'm glad to see we've been able to get you heated up about this because we'll save the hottest topic for last this morning, and that is the ongoing debate. It continues to get batted around about the Uniland project that's going up at Chippewa and Delaware.
Sean Ryan recently said he's trying to introduce legislation that will tighten up IDA incentives, how long pilots can be approved. Personally, I hope that thing just gets tabled and never sees the light of day.
But let me then try to offer that other point of view in this sense. Buffalo's downtown has been hurting for a long time. Things are picking up. At what point do you finally say, that's the line in the sand? We don't have to offer these packages anymore.
We're nowhere near that point. I wish we were. But here's the reality. Every community offers some form of tax abatements or incentives. Unfortunately, we're still one of the most heavily taxed, heavily regulated states. These tax incentives just level the playing field. Delaware North is getting a little bit over $800,000 worth of incentives. What we're getting in return? 65 new high-paying jobs right off the top. Then that's not including what's going to happen further down the road. We're talking about just that alone is $4 million more in salaries coming into the Buffalo market, and the spinoff effect in that is huge. Over the 20-year period, Delaware North's impact, Rich Tobey figured out, is close to $1 billion by signing this 20-year lease to stay at the corner of Delaware and Chippewa. That's huge. Do you want to turn your back on that? Are we that arrogant? Are we doing that well? Last time I looked, we're still the third poorest city in the country. We're still overtaxed, and we're going to play chicken with Delaware North? Come on.
But then let me follow up then with this part of it as well, and this is obviously conjecture on our part, but what about the politics and the way it's playing out? Say what you want about the assemblyman. This is an issue that he is carrying the ball on, and he's not the only one. Can you see a groundswell of this leading to new legislation that will put a halt to these types of tax incentives?
I hope not. And actually, it's a big issue here, but you go outside the 716 area code, the rest of New York State, IDAs are a non-issue.
Well, Jim Fink, I'm sorry for irritating you so close to the Christmas holiday here. There it is, the smile. The holiday smile is upon us. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for being with us on Press Pass.
Happy holidays to all your listeners, and on behalf of Business First and Law Journal, happy holidays to everybody.